Good to be back with you, men. It's Wednesday. We've been chatting over these last couple of days with Dr. Chuck Stecker. You know, this is a pretty significant day for our guest because the book that we've been talking about on Monday and Tuesday, the book is released today. You can order that book right now at our website at mantomanexpress.com. It's called Men of Honor, Women of Virtue, Raising Kids to Keep the Faith. The foreword on this book is by Pat Morley. As we said yesterday, we are making this available to everybody who wants a copy at our website.
And it starts today.
Hey, congratulations, Chuck.
Hey, thank you, guys. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You know, it's one thing to write a book and have it launched, but it's another thing when it's one of the most important books anywhere that's ever been written, because it is about, you know, when we talk about men and women, moms and dads, we talk about how important it is to speak to them about what is on their heart. And what is on the heart of every mom that's listening to this radio program today, every dad that's listening to this radio program, is their kids and their grandkids. And this book is about how to raise those kids to passionately follow Jesus Christ for a lifetime, not just while they're in youth group, but for a lifetime.
Chuck, we had some real good momentum yesterday. Brian had a good question for you about, you know, why this has worked in the Jewish culture. And we talked about how, really, it's been a great disconnect with today's youth culture. They all connect together. We just come to accept this. But we've really seen how this has really hurt the local church in many ways, haven't we?
Absolutely. And I think part of the issue where it really hurts us is that we isolate our young people. We isolate them from one of the things that we should be modeling for them, which is relationship. You know, we're calling them to walk in a relationship with Jesus Christ, and yet we're segregating them out. And I know that's a terrible word that we use sometimes, but the fact is, it's pretty accurate. We segregate them away from all of the other generations for intergenerational relationships and modeling of those relationships for teaching, learning, mentoring, and growing together.
Wow. So they are separated, and so we're thinking there's chemistry, there's something going on, they're spurring one another on, yet they're not experiencing the chemistry that God really intended by being in an intergenerational setting.
Absolutely. I mean, look at Jesus Christ and what he modeled for us. It's a relationship. And yet when we go to a youth environment, we take them away from that and the meaningful relationship of other generations, except for youth leaders. You know, you have your listeners listen to this and you think, you know, just think for a second, does it mean anything to me? Where are my kids today? And virtually every time I speak, I have people come up and say, I wish I'd have had this 5 years ago, and maybe my kids would still be in church.
Yeah, because the evidence is there that although we see kids connecting in the local church, once they're gone and they're free from that environment, they're not staying connected, are they, in most cases?
No, very few of them. And as I talk to churches across the country, here's the categories in which they stay connected in a sense to the church. The biggest one is we have to make them youth leaders or interns if we want to keep them there, because they're not moving from the youth mentality and the youth group except to be an older youth, because we haven't brought them into adulthood. We got to remember, if we're calling them to an adult faith, then they've got to be adults to have it. So what we've in fact done is we've called them to an adult faith, and we've said, why don't you act mature? And I'll tell you, you know how we define maturity for our young people? It's not from a biblical perspective, and it certainly isn't anything we can trace to God. Maturity that we convey to our young people is when you dress, act, and talk in a way I feel safe to be around you, then I'll consider you mature. But if you dress, act, or talk in any manner that kind of threatens me, I'll tell you, you need to grow up, and you need to be more mature. And when you think about that, we're not calling them to Christ-likeness. We're calling them into me-likeness, because I feel better if they're like me.
So a big part of this whole issue is how we perceive and how we communicate with the young people.
Absolutely.
Okay, now we've talked a little bit about the problem. We've talked a little bit about where we want to go. Tomorrow, being Thursday, I want to talk about what is working, what you're seeing working, and what is making a difference.
That's right, Chuck. We appreciate the difference that you're making, and we're just getting a glimpse into your thoughts as clearly reflected in this presentation of Men of Honor, Women of Virtue, Raising Kids to Keep the Faith. This book is published by Cook Communications, and we're making it available for everybody who wants a copy at our website at mantomanexpress.com. Chuck, too bad we're getting close to the end here, but we look forward to being back with you on Thursday.
I'm looking forward to being with you guys, and I sure appreciate the job you're doing for the kingdom.